age is not in itself a disability, but it's clear to Representative Peter L. Lewis, a Democrat from Westerly, that individuals of fairly advanced age face certain physical challenges that are not seen as difficulties by younger people. The distance from a grocery store, shopping mall, parking lot to the store becomes more and more daunting and potentially dangerous the older one gets. So this Representative Lewis is proposing a bill that would give people that are 75 years of age or older free handicap parking spots. This is ridiculous. Now, I'm not even going to address the fact that this sponsor and the co-sponsors are patronizing the blue hairs. I'm not even going to get into that because that's so obvious. But why in the world would you give free parking to people 75 and up? If I were a senior citizen, I'd be outraged by this. You're saying to me that you see me as limited, as physically challenged. If a 75-year-old person or a 25-year-old person, for that matter, has physical challenges, I have no problem with giving them the handicap privileges. But did you know that when you have a handicapped parking placard in Rhode Island, and in many states for that matter, if you pull up to a parking meter, you don't have to put money in. It's free parking. My question to you is, just because a person is 75, should that automatically qualify them for free handicap parking? Let's talk about it. 438-WPRO or toll free at 800-321-WPRO. Call right now. Handicap parking or free parking, if you will, just because you're 75 years of age or older. We have made senior citizens in this country mooches. The classic example is the senior citizen discount. Have you ever heard anything more ridiculous than giving people that are senior citizens a discount? I have never and will never accept membership into the AARP. Never. I don't want to be viewed as a mooch. My father, God rest his soul, used to chuckle under his breath when he'd go into the local diner and get free coffee because it was a senior citizen privilege. My dad had all kinds of dough in the bank. Senior citizens hold the wealth in this country. So now, this guy from Westerly says, if you're 75 or older, you can park for free. Suck it up to the senior voters because they do turn out in mass and vote. Call right now. How do you feel? 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. I want to talk to you. Am I right or wrong here? Tim and Warwick, welcome to the show. You're on WPRO. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing? Yeah, he's just out to get the vote, and instead of, this is like a smokescreen for all us, because instead of keeping track of the real things in the budget that we need to look at, this guy's out to try to get the senior vote, try to get himself reelected by putting in this legislation, which just caters to the elderly on an issue that's kind of meaningless.
How do you think the elderly feel about this? Do you think they're going to go, yippee skippy, I can't wait to get my placard?
No, I think they're much smarter than that. I think our elderly are the smartest voters, and I think they're the ones that actually really go out and vote. That's why the politicians are always going to get the elderly vote. They vote. The younger people do not vote.
75 today is not necessarily that old.
Absolutely.
I know many 75-year-old people that are very vital, very capable,
exactly,
human beings. They don't need to be treated like some kind of invalid.
And when you do that, it's almost insulting to them.
Let's go to Lisa in Fairhaven, Mass. You're on News Radio 630 WPRO. Hello.
Well, you know, I have a little bit of a problem with that, because if Rhode Island says, hey, let's go, you don't think the other surrounding states are going to jump on the bandwagon?
You betcha.
Every old person, everyone over a certain age is going to be like, hey, give me some more parks. I'm 36, and I'm disabled, and I have a handicapped parking plate. And what am I going to do? Am I going to park way in the back of the parking lot? I walk with a cane.
You're suggesting that maybe the handicapped spots will get used up.
Well, you know, then I guess I just won't go out and spend money in, you know, who's going to go to the grocery store for me? Do you know what I mean? I have three children. How can someone that isn't handicapped, just because you're older, take my spot?
I think you make a great point. Let's go to Bob on a cell phone. You're on News Radio 630 WPRO. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it Dave?
It is.
Yeah, Dave, I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
Hey, just a little different spin on this thing. First of all, a handicap space is not for handicapped people. It's for the car. The handicap space, I think you alluded to this, is for the car with the placard. Many times I'll see perfectly healthy people driving their dad's car or their husband's car, pull up and you know, jump out of the car and run into the store. But there's nothing wrong with them. True story. I had a foot operation. I'm on crutches. Had a foot operation on my left foot so I could drive automatic car. Pulled into a bank, into a handicapped spot because I said, hey, I'm going to get up with crutches.
Right.
And as I pulled in, another car pulled in next to me with a Mercedes with a handicapped placard. Woman jumps out. She runs into the bank. I kind of hobble into the bank. When I came out, there was a policeman there. He was getting his book out. He was going to write me a ticket. I said, excuse me, I'm handicapped. He says, yeah, but you don't have a placard. I said, I'm on crutches. Isn't that what the space is for? Nope. You got to have the placard. So I said, it doesn't make any difference whether I'm handicapped or not. All that counts is that I have a card.
Did the copper write you a ticket?
No, he didn't. Once he saw that I was on crutches, but if I hadn't come out soon enough, I would have gotten a ticket.
Cliff in Lincoln, you're on News Radio 630 WPRO. Dave Barber.
Good morning, Dave. I just I certainly have no problem with handicapped parking spaces for handicapped people. Anything that can make life a little easier for handicapped people, I think, is a good thing. But something I've noticed, and I'm just wondering if other people have made the same observation. I go to a lot of businesses and see a whole bunch of handicapped spaces. They're usually empty. Well, there's one or two cars and there's 8 or 10 spaces.
Right.
One of my concerns was, while listening to the evening news last night, I heard something to the effect that this could result in additional handicapped spaces at the, you know, all the local businesses.
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. You know how many people are over the age of 75?
20.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I think that's a reasonable conclusion to draw. How do you feel? Just because a person is 75, should that automatically qualify them for a free handicap space? 438-WPRO, 800-321-WPRO. Ron on a cell phone, you're on News Radio 630 WPRO. Hello.
The more you walk, the better it is for you. I'm 72. I only got 3 years to go to be 75. But I enjoy walking from halfway to three-quarters up the parking lot back down to the store.
Let me ask you something, Ron. If you were 75 right now, this moment, and this bill became law, would you go get one of those placards?
No, I swear on my mother's grave I would not do that.
Good for you. You're a great American, Ron.
There's one thing, though, that I would like to say about the handicapped placards. They're abused, totally abused. I heard one gentleman say about them, they come in running. Run into the store and stuff. I think there should be more of a restriction on them how the doctors give them out.
Yeah, you got that right. I really appreciate your input. How do you feel? 438-WPRO or toll-free 800-321-WPRO. Just because you're 75, this legislator from Westerly wants to give you an automatic free parking space. Yeah, that guy's right. Somebody had coronary bypass surgery in 1982. They're completely healed. Their doctor's still giving them the handicap placard. They are abusing the system. Now they want to give able-bodied people free parking. It is not right. You can weigh in. Get it off your chest and onto the radio. Steve, on a cell phone, you're on News Radio 630 WPRO. Hello.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Steve.
I don't know if you're going to agree with this, but I think if anything at all, I think once a person hits 70 years old, I think the thing that they should have to do is actually take a special type of test to renew their license.
You mean their driver's license?
Absolutely. An eye test is not enough. At a certain age, your reflexes start to go, your hearing starts to go.
You know, it's a little off topic, but I have to tell you, I was on 95 the other day, and
yep.
I see this guy driving, and over the front seat is his little oxygen hose.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Now, I'm sorry, and I don't want to sound mean-spirited, but son of a gun, do I want a guy coming at me with an oxygen hose? What if he hits his power seat and he crimps the hose?
Right.
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out. It is curtains. Bob, you're live on News Radio 630 WPRO. Hi.
First of all, I'm handicapped. I've been handicapped for a long, long time, since 1988.
Okay.
It's my heart. I've had 3 open heart surgeries, 3 carotid arteries.
Okay, I don't want to hear your medical history, but
okay.
nobody's going to quit.
I have a handicap sticker,
and I use
my handicap sticker. First of all, in Massachusetts, the handicap stickers have a photo on them, and people are covering up the photos. That's to show who's using the silly car. If the police, if someone comes out of the car, you give the car to your wife, and the photo was of the husband, then the person who's using the car should get the ticket.
You're exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Rhode Island should do the same stupid thing. They should put your photo on your handicap sticker.
Well, but we shouldn't hand them out to people just because they're 75 years old.
You're absolutely right. You shouldn't.
438-WPRO. Toll free, 800-321-WPRO. Dan in Pawtucket. You're on News Radio 630 WPRO. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Welcome.
You know, in Rhode Island, when you turn 70, you're only allowed to get your license renewed every 2 years, not every 5 years like everyone else.
Okay.
Because they consider you already part of a handicap. And a police officer is not going to be driving around every parking lot looking for handicap offenders because it would take up his entire job.
Sure.
We don't have enough police officers to do that.
All right, but let's get back to the point, Dan. This guy from Westerly wants to automatically, categorically award these placards to people once they reach the age of 75. Do you feel that that's right?
In this state, our legislators are so hungry for taxes and money that it'll never go through because there'll be every spot taken up that by handicapped people, and there'll be no money being made in those meters.
Right, because they don't have to pay.
The law will never pass.
Let me tell you why it will pass. And this is a bipartisan thing here. I'm not laying this on the Republicans or the Democrats. They all suck up to the senior citizen vote because they turn out in mass. It's the largest voting category.
Well, that's what keeps Patrick Kennedy, our congressman in this state.
Thanks a million for your input. How do you feel? Just because a person is 75, should that automatically qualify them for free handicap parking? I love to use this example. You have a man and a woman. Let's say they're 30 years old. They have their three kids. They take the whole mishpucha to the state park. They have their tent, you know, their Coleman stove. They pitch their tent. It's their big one-week summer vacation. They pay the full rate for the camping spot. In comes Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, two Q-tips in a Winnebago. $260,000 Winnebago. They get a discount. They have electric power. They've got sewage. They've got hookups, a plasma TV. I've never understood it. We give the discounts to the wrong people. This legislation has been introduced by Representative Peter L. Lewis. It would extend handicap parking privileges to Rhode Island residents 75 and older without regard to disability. You can be perfectly fit as a fiddle. The bill would allow these individuals to obtain a motor vehicle disability parking privilege placard and a motor vehicle sticker. You could renew it every 3 years. It would be identical to the privileges allowed by law for individuals with verified disabilities. Listen, nobody is going to squawk about people with legitimate disabilities having a placard. Now, I do think they should all pay. I don't think just because somebody's disabled, they should get a free parking meter. You know, you're talking about equal treatment. You know, people want fairness. I think everybody should pay, but I can live with that. I mean, it's not the end of the world. But my question to you this morning, just because a person is 75, should that automatically qualify them for free handicap parking? I'd like to hear from you. 438-WPRO. Now, according to information available as a result of the 2000 census, somebody asked this earlier about how many people, you know, would qualify for this thing. What impact would it have on just parking in general? There are about 58,000 Rhode Islanders between 75 and 84, and another 20,000 over the age of 85. So that's about 80,000 people, 80,000 people that suddenly get to park for free, clog up every handicapped parking space, and mooch off the state. Jerry, you're next on News Radio 630 WPRO. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, my thing is that I don't understand it. That no one has yet claimed that every 75-year-old would apply for this. The ones who are in decent shape, why would they bother?
Because it's a birthright.
Oh, it's not. I'm almost 75 myself. I'm not even thinking about getting it.
Do you take senior citizen discounts?
No, I don't. Not very often.
Come on. Say swear.
Swear. Honestly, I don't take that 10% baloney anywhere. When I go to the movies, I'll take my temperature.
Oh, see, now the truth comes out. You know, you're a straight-up guy. You know what I'm saying? You kind of tried to head fake me there at first, and then you came back in the back there. Well, the movies.